Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones says she has a, quote, zero tolerance policy for the mistreatment of Florida's inmates. That's also something she said months ago to Florida lawmakers, mirroring the philosophies of her predecessor.
Before his retirement, Secretary Cruz began this building process through, I think, a fairly unprecedented, thorough assessment of the agency's culture. And he enacted a mantra of a zero tolerance for any abuse or misconduct. And we plan to continue to expand on those initiatives.
The department has been under scrutiny for multiple inmate deaths, allegations of abuse by prison guards, and cover-ups. Lawmakers looked into passing a comprehensive prison reform package that ultimately failed. But Governor Rick Scott issued an executive order following the end of the legislative session, taking different areas of the prison reform proposal. It includes tracking excessive use of force cases and making sure policies are in place to monitor the use of chemical agents used on inmates. Jones says chemical spray is one example of use of force she gets the most questions about.
And the question is, how do you know that someone hasn't gassed an inmate and not said something about it? Those canisters are weighed in at the beginning of the shift and at the end of the shift, and they have governors on them. And if you break the seal, we know it, and we know how much you've used. And you have to check it out, sign it in and out. So there are a lot of checks and balances in the system. So I'm confident that we do detect the majority of use of force.
But it was announced Tuesday that last week an inmate got gassed by a chemical agent. Lake City Correctional Officer Adrian Hill had reported that he'd sprayed 18-year-old Philip Alderman after he'd refused to go back in his cell and cursed at him. But in a video, Alderman does not appear to be resisting Hill's commands. It shows Hill dragging Alderman on the floor and then spraying him in the face unprovoked. Hill has already turned himself into the Columbia County Sheriff's deputies, and the Office of the Inspector General is indicating more arrests could be made. DOC's Inspector General Jeff Beasley says it is possible for prison guards to get around the agency's checks.
So in areas of the application of chemical agent, it would be somewhat difficult and would require, for lack of a better term, a conspiracy between that officer, the arsenal sergeant who issues and weighs, the personnel that reviews those inventories to make sure that there is, if a canister returns, there should be a subsequent incident report, use of force report, or other things to go with that.
Hill is charged with falsifying official records and battery on an inmate. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.